Nimtza Sherimez Loi. This shows us that Yaakov Avinu is hinting to Esav Shezocha L'Toyru Tfila. I, Yaakov Avinu, have been zeicha ready to both Torah and Tefillah. In Lavan Garti Voecharad Oto, I have both of these things. Shemishom Ho Aziz Tikdusha. It's Torah and Tefillah that give a person the koyach of Aziz Tikdusha. V'al Kain, Devada Yuchal Lieso. Therefore, Esav, I ain't afraid of you. I can handle you no problem. Shehu Aziz Tisitrachra. Esav is the symbol of Aziz Tisitrachra. Yaakov Avinu said, I have the full measure of Aziz Tikdusha. I can deal with you. U'moshiach v'zehu v'yihi li shor v'chamor. In the next pasuk, Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, I have the ox and the donkey. Bechinas Moshiach ben Yosef u'moshiach ben David kemuva b'medrash. The Medrash says that these two terms, the shor is the symbol of Yosef. About Yosef, it says b'chor shoroi hodarloi. When Yaakov Avinu gave him the brachos, he compared Yosef to the ox. Chamor is the symbol of Moshiach ben David, because about him it's written that he will be oni v'roichev al chamor, that Moshiach ben David is going to come riding on a donkey. So that this term shor b'chamor, Yaakov Avinu was saying that from me I have Moshiach ben Yosef and Moshiach ben David. Kizois habechina b'shleimos Yizku Yisrael al yedei tzadikei emes shem bechinas Moshiach shemachnisim toira utfila b'Yisrael. To be zeicha to this concept of Aziz Tikdusha b'shleimus, which comes through Torah and Tefillah b'shleimus, that's going to come through Moshiach. As we saw earlier, that the Iker Tikkun of Mishpat and Tzedaka is going to be only in Moshiach. The concept of now, today, listen to Hashem. Sheyistakel kol echod lekasher oiso ho'eis v'horega shoimed bol Hashem izborach. That every single Jew to be able to see to it, to take this hour, this moment that I'm in now, and tie it to Hashem. Lehalois hazman lebechinas lemalam en hazman. To elevate time to the concept of above time. Hashem is lemalam en hazman. To take the hour that I'm in now and tie it to Kiddusha. Kiddusha, Ruchnius is lemalam en hazman. If I'm able to be koveya itim la Torah or koveya itim la Tefillah, that's attaching zman to lemalam en hazman. V'zeh zeichen rak al yedei Torah Tefillah. Person zeichen at that through Torah and Tefillah. Vo'ika al yedei Tefillah. Between the two, the main one regarding this issue is Tefillah. Shehi bechinas ritzoinois v'kisufim v'giaguim toivim l'ashem isporach. What is Tefillah? Tefillah is the expression of good desires and good yearnings to Hashem. Shezet tzrichim hakoil b'chol darga v'darga. This is something that every single person needs to have, no matter what level they're on. Hein tzadikim gedolim, whether we're talking about great tzadikim, shetzrichim lalois midarga ledarga, who need to climb from level to level. They need to rise. There's no such thing as a tzadik who's finished. Umakolshkein, and certainly so, hanemuchim ma'oi, the low people, the people who are very low, hamunochim b'mokom shemunochim rachmono litzlon, who are in the low place where they're at, shetzrichim lahach yitzatzmon b'koyach hatzadik emes. They need to be able to strengthen themselves, to draw strength from the tzadikim amitiyim. Rak bebechinas zois. And how do they do it? Through this lesson that we just mentioned. Bebechinas vi'ato Yisrael mo. How is Yisrael zeicha to ato? How is Klal Yisrael zeicha to this concept of ato? Ayin tofei, to be able to make use of now? Through mo. Mo, we said yesterday, was mea. Mea brochis, which means shleimus hatfila. The word mo represented shleimus hatfila in this case. Vi'ato Yisrael shma. As we said earlier, the Pasuk says, Vi'ato Yisrael, listen. And Shema, Nishma, was the Bechin of Tefillah. Nase was Torah, Nishma was Tefillah. Meaning, Lachtoif, Bechol, Pam, Eze, Eis, Vorega, that a Jew has to see to it, to grab every hour, every minute that he can, every second, sheborchen mehora, and to use it to run away from bed, v'choytven eizan akuda toiv, and to grab a minute of tefillah, a minute of mitzvah, this minute, v'chein b'chol pam, ki ish kozeh, because a person like that, im yirt, a person like that who's on a very, very low level, im yirt zelachshev harbe masheovar, if he's going to want to spend a lot of time dwelling on the past, thinking about all the years he lost out on learning and lost out on this, or to worry about what's going to be 6 months from now, am I going to finish Shas or I'm not going to feel all of these kind of worries, the person could lose his marbles, lose his brain, and to go crazy, literally, the secret for such a person to be able to exist and live is to be able to block out the past and the future, to concentrate and focus all his attention only on today, to listen to Hashem today. This is why the Medrash says over there on the discussion between Yaakov and Esav, Vitzoin, it says, Vahili Shor Vachamor, Vitzoin, V'Eved V'Shifcha. What is Vitzoin? Elu Yisrael. Vitzoin refers to Bnei Yisrael. V'Eved V'Shifcha, Hine Ke'ene Avodim El Yad Adonayim, because the Pasuk says about Bnei Yisrael that their eyes are turned to Hashem like servants looking to their master. Choneinu Hashem Choneinu, Kirav Sovanu Vuz. And we plead with Hashem, have mercy on us, because we've gone through a lot of insult already. We've suffered our bad times already. Ad kan l'shoin ha-medrash. These are the words of the medrash there on that pasuk, the discussion with Yaakov and Esav. Rav Nosson Zal says, why does the medrash say that? Why does the medrash quote soin that eved v'shifcha is kine in avodim choneinu Hashem choneinu? Why does the medrash quote that tefillah? Haynu b'chinas tefillah v'tachnunim kanal. This is marames to the koyach ha-tefillah. V'zehu v'tsoin elu Yisrael. The word tsoin refers to Bnei Yisrael. K'moy shekosov v'etein tsoini tsoin marisi odomatem. There's a pasuk there that shows that sheep is a synonym for Klal Yisrael. Ki tzrichim lasois atzmoy k'behema. A Jew has to have the ability of making himself very, very simple, like a dumb animal. Bechinas odom ubehema toshia Hashem. As the pasuk says, a person who has the ability to make himself simple like a behema, toshia Hashem. That person, Hashem will help him. The kanal al pasuk tzidkos chayinshon, as we learned about 20 pages ago on the pasuk tzidkos chotzedek li'olam over there. Ki e efsher lohovin darkei tzidkosoi, because it's impossible for us to expect to really understand Hashem's kindness. V'ze bechinas haloi me'ato korosoli ovioto v'chulu anal. And this also relates to another thing in the Medrash over there, where it says, now you have called me my father, meaning that related to the concept of us not even being able to begin to understand the kindness of Hashem. So in terms of us trying to sit and worry about what we did in the past and how Hashem's going to judge us and everything, we don't even begin to comprehend the levels of chasodim that exist by Hashem to be able to deal with whitewashing all of our past and everything. So therefore, don't think about the past, but rather deal with today, maximize today. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol ze tzrichim lekasher l'mashe kosuv al posuk ani hayom yiladeticha. This whole discussion that we just had, you have to plug this into what Rabbeinu Zal says in another place about Moshiach. The posuk says about Moshiach, ani hayom yiladeticha, that Moshiach says, Hashem, I was born today. Every single day he looks at himself like today is the first day he was born, like he's brand new in the world. He's able to block out the past completely.
But isn't tshuva tikkun of the past?
Question here. Doesn't tshuva require correcting the past? Of course, yes and no. Of course, There has to be a set time during the day when you say Oshamnu, Bogatnu, Gazalnu, Dabat. When you say that paragraph, you're supposed to be concentrating that I'm sorry for the mistakes that I did in the past. Or during your Hispoidus, you're allowed to allocate 6 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever it is, for vidui, for apologizing for the past. That's it. That's all the living in the past that a person's allowed in a 24-hour day. The rest of the day, if thoughts bombard him about the past, he should know it's not coming from a place of Yetzer Toiv, it's coming from his Yetzer Hara. His Yetzer Hara has a nice white beard and a Hasidish Levush, and the Yetzer Hara wants to make him very religious and tell him, don't concentrate on the Kutir, don't concentrate on the Gemara that you're learning now, better to sit and worry about how Hashem's going to deal with your past Averis. Because the Yetzer Hara wants him to lose today. That's how the Yetzer Hara is going to swallow up all the todays, and the person will get nowhere. By making the person very, very religious and feeling bad about what he did yesterday, feeling more bad than he's supposed to.
It seems to me this idea of stressing now.
Yes.
It only works if we are coming from the past. If you're totally in the now, how do you know where to start?
Anywhere.
If you have a history, you take that energy from your history, and it tells you where to go and tour. This is what I need to do. This is what I need, where I need to go with it now.
That's the positive side of it. Here he's discussing the negative side of it. He's saying that most people end up having a very weak now because they're always busy thinking about before and after. Most people that you'll meet, that you'll have conversations with people, just review most of your conversations during the day with people you call. Oh, yesterday I went to this restaurant and I had such a delicious, they had this steak. Are you nuts in the head? You didn't do a bad enough sin yesterday that you spent 45 minutes in the restaurant instead of 40 minutes. You only needed 40 minutes for that meal. You spent 5 minutes extra there, bittel Torah, just sitting around shooting the breeze and looking at the decor and... Not bad enough crime that you wasted 5 minutes yesterday. You have the chutzpah to call someone up on the phone today and waste his time and your time talking about the delicious meal you had yesterday. What kind of nutsy thing is that to do? Instead of realizing that you have an obligation to stretch today. That today is for today. Today isn't for yesterday. How many wheels are people spinning during the day discussing yesterday, or discussing what they're going to do tomorrow or next year during the summer? And where did today go? You look at the end of the day, where did today go? What did I do with today? How did the Sultan do this to me again today that a whole day went by and how much did I make today count?
Isn't part of our ratzon to do good?
Yes.
Related to the bad.
Yes. There's certain time that you allocate for that. Part of the day has to be devoted to reviewing the past and seeing what I did wrong so I can do the present better. But watch it, because there's a big Yetzahara there that wants to keep you stuck in that mud of the past, you know, and not let you move forward. Right. Vidui over there also, exactly. Rav Nosson Zal says now, V'chol echot tzorech lahamshich al atzmoi b'china zois. This attribute, this limud of Ani hayemi ledeticha, which is written about Moshiach, it doesn't just belong to Moshiach. This secret of being able to be born new every day, each Jew has to draw that b'china Moshiach onto himself. B'koyach hatzadik yemes. Through the tzaddikim, hamamshichim oyrei shel Moshiach b'chol dor v'dor, b'chol odom u'b'chol zman, al kol mi sheroitzer l'skar v'lashem yisborach. How do you do this? Moshiach is 10,000 years into the future. How in the world do I today have any kesher to that? The answer is, this is one of the responsibilities of tzaddikim in every dor. The tzaddikim are the ones who have the ability to draw the light of Moshiach and share that with their constituents, with those that become close to the tzaddikim, and those that want to come close to Hashem. One of the things that the tzaddikim give them is this oyroi shel Moshiach. What is this oyroi shel Moshiach? This limud of ani ayemi ledeticha. Sheho ikar hu al yidei b'china zois. The main thing is through what we said here. Sheyach shoyv b'chol yoyim v'chol eis v'chol rega. She'ein loy elo oisoy rega. Ukiilu noiladato. It's as if the person was born that moment. Ki be'emes mi sheyesh loy sechel Ein hazman klum. If a person has real brains, they know that time is nothing. Ki ho'ovar ayin. The past doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. Ve'ho'osid adayin. And the future hasn't happened yet. So what am I? What's going to be next year, 6 months? It hasn't happened yet. Ve'ha'hoive keheref ayin. And the present runs away like the blink of an eye. Oh, it's 11:50. It's not 11. It's 11:60. It's 11. It's running. Kemuva mizeh gam etzlam echakrim, as is brought even by the scientists. Even they know. But even they know. Even people that don't have big emun in Hashem know that time is nothing. Time goes by. It's flying. The hamaskil yochel lohovin, a person who has intelligence can understand she'ein shum zman kim rega achas becholeis. There is no time other than the second of now. That's the only thing that really exists. A minute ago is gone, and 5 minutes from now hasn't happened yet. So this doesn't exist, and that doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is the present. And the moment of now is also nothing compared to a higher level wisdom than that. A person who has a higher level seichel knows that even now is nothing. Because the truth is that there is no time. As is explained in that chapter on Likutei Moharan that begins with the words Ani Ayom Yeledeticha. There Rabbein Ezal discusses the concept of Lemala Min Hazman, as was just quoted before. Ki Elef Shonim Be'einecho Kiyom Esmoel. To Hashem, 1,000 years of ours is like a day. So we see, you know, and again in a dream, we said that when a person's dreaming, if they look in the clock, they fell asleep for 2 minutes. And in their dream, they saw 70 years. So what do we learn from that? We learn that time is time, that sometimes in a lower level seichel, what feels like 70 years is really 2 minutes. Or a kid who's riding in a car saying to his father, when are we going to get there already? Daddy told him that we're going to be there in 10 minutes. What do you mean 10 minutes? It feels like we're sitting in this car for 10 years. Why? Because he's a kid. The lower the level of seichel, the longer, the greater the bechina of zman, the more it feels like zman. And the more a person reaches higher and higher levels of seichel, the zman shrinks and shrinks and shrinks until you get to the peak of seichel, where there's zero zman. This is a concept that we can't understand. It's not a physical concept, but there is this concept of lamala min hazman, where there's zero time in a sense. Exactly, kfitza saderech, this concept of it, exactly, where it took them zero time to get from here to here, that kind of thing. The ikar hal, this is a topic that's discussed in a few places in the Gutei Halachos, so if it sounds totally strange, we're going to have it mentioned a few times and elaborated on. The ikar ha'alomo shehelem Hashem Yisborach ha'seichel amitei is based on the fact that Hashem has hidden from us the true seichel shaydezeh hisavus hazman hu rak bishvil abchira, where on the highest level of seichel a person understands that the whole concept of time was created only for the sake of bechira. Only is that a person should have free choice. Ukemuvur ze b'mokam acha b'dvoreinu, as is explained in other places here. Aval gam b'sichleinu. That's on the highest level of seichel. The highest level of seichel is when a person realizes that there's zero time, that time doesn't count at all in a sense. Aval gam b'sichleinu, but even on our level of seichel, shenidme sheyesh zman, where to us it appears that there is time, even an adult knows that to get from here to here takes a half hour. To his daughter, to his 3-year-old daughter, to her it feels like it took 30 years to get there. But even the adult knows that it took 30 minutes, or it took whatever it took. Gamkein yecholim gamkein lohovin shekol hazman hu rak rega mamish. Even we can understand that the whole concept of time is just once, it all goes by, blip, you know, like in a second. Shehu harega kala she'oimei bo'ato. It's only the second that you're in this moment that counts. Ki he'ovar ayin v'osed adayin v'ahoyve keheref ayin. The main mission of a Jew is to attach the moment that you're in now to Hashem. To see to it, to attach yourself this second to Hashem. It doesn't count what you, a minute ago, a minute from now. Umi shemesim lev lehistakel al zeh. The person who concentrates on this, Yuchal Tomid, Bechol Eis Forega, Lahaschil, Lekasher Atzmoy, Ladabik Atzmoy, Lashem Yisborach, can start this any moment, any second, no matter what he was doing a minute ago, before he was falling asleep during the Mishnah, this second I decide to be attached to Hashem, I can do it any second I want, just hit the button and start, block out the past, not think about the future, and just attach myself to Hashem. Shezehu bechinas mitzvas hadvekus bo yisporach shehu mitzvasese b'hatorah. This is the definition of the pasuk in the Torah, the commandment, one of the 613 commandments, which is to attach oneself to Hashem. K'may shekosuv es Hashem alaykecho tira oisoy tavoid uboy sidbok. You should fear Hashem, serve Hashem, and attach yourself to Hashem. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk that says, Achrei Hashem alekechem teilechu, follow Hashem, va'oisoi tiro, and fear Hashem, uvekoiloi sishmo, listen to Hashem, va'oisoi tavoidu, and serve Hashem, uboi sidbokun, and attach yourself to Hashem. Ki al pi anal, because on all the things we've learned in this whole halacha, yuchal kol echod, mikol mokem shu afilo b'shol tachtis mamish, any Jew, no matter if he's feeling that he's in the lowest place, can flick the switch any second he wants and plug in to Hashem, connect himself to Hashem. This is what's meant by the pasuk that it says, Re'u ato. Hashem says to the Jews, look now. Ki ani anihu. I am Hashem. Re'u ato daiko, k'aydei b'chinas ato kanal, tuchlu lirois, ki ani ani hu. If a Yid is zoicha to understand the importance of this term ato, which means now, that person will be zoicha to see Hashem. That person will be zoicha to understand Hashem, see Hashem. V'das lenovo in kal, and any intelligent person can easily understand, she'inyen ze i'efsher lahasber bepeh. That it's impossible for me to explain, for someone to explain this to somebody else verbally, makol shkein b'chsav. So certainly we can't explain this fully in writing. Rak kol chad kifuman nemeshar b'libe yuchal litvois mizeh remozim amitim ledabek atzmoy lashem yisborach b'chol eis mikol mokem shehu. But rather, each and every one of us, each one based on where he's holding in Yiddishkeit and based on his own heart, has to be able to understand this and apply this to themselves on whatever level we're on. Va'al zeh nemar, and about this, the pasuk says, askilcho v'orcho b'derech zuteilech. Hashem says, I'll give you sechel and I'll turn on a light for you to show you what path to go. I'atzo olecho eini. With my eye, I'll wink to you, and that's how I'll show you what you're doing. It can't be explained to the person. There are certain things, this limud of ata, of making use of this second and blocking out the past and the future, it can't be put into words so much. Each person, to the depending on where they're holding, has to feel it. It's only something that can be hinted to the person. With all the explanations, it's still a remez. The person has to know how to apply it to themselves. Just as Rav Nosson Zal said this Talmidim once, after a shir, he said to them that after everything I've told you here, in Yiddish, he said, Nochala diburim, oy bir shmelzei nishmitasach es boiridus, benechach gornish mekana. He said, you picture, you sat and you heard Likut Halachos, you heard dynamite. Person walks out of his room saying, now I'm going to be the biggest tzaddik in the world. And then they walk out of the room and right there that Malach is standing there, that Yetzirah is saying, all right, come with me now. And the person ends up being put into the garbage again. Rav Nosson Zal said, don't make that mistake, that you should know after hearing these words, it takes a lot of hispoidedus, and it takes a lot of working on yourself to be able to put it into action, to be able to make it really happen.
Where's that pasuk from?
Which pasuk?
The last one,
Askilcha v'orcha b'derach zutelech i'atzo lecheini. Chapter 32 in Tehillim. It's the second chapter of Tikkun HaKloli. There's another place in Likutei Halachos where there's a few places where he quotes this pasuk, and he explains how a lot of the things that tzaddikim convey to their students can't be said. There's a lot that can't be spoken. It's just like when you want to show somebody that they're doing the right thing, you wink to. When you hit it, I'll wink to you, I'll blink to you, or I'll wave my hand, and that's how you'll know you're doing the right thing. Remember, two people are standing 100 miles. The guy's down the block, and you want to show him when to turn off the water. You say, when I pick up my hand, that's this askil chavor chabder zutelech iatzol lecheini. Hashem Himself says that a lot of the Eitzah Toiva can't be said. It can't necessarily be explained. It's just done through a wink, and you have to know how to apply it yourself. You have to be looking for that remez and be able to know how to apply it to yourself.
For example, as I'm listening to this, I'm thinking about some person has certain things that prevent him from being in the now. I suppose the person is always used to the state of being fetched out, or he has in other words, this is what stops him all the time from being in the state of now. So actually, he's hearing that message, and he applies, he knows he has the power just to stop it. And he stops it because he knows that the payoff for being in that state is just going to be more negativity, more not be able to listen. And he finally makes a decision on the spot. These kind of things can't be told. There's a number of people here, maybe are hearing it, really, that's it, and they change forever.
Uh-huh.
And the other person, maybe will hear it in another year or 2 years.
Exactly. That's why he says, "Kol chad l'fumana mishar b'libe." Each person, according to how it connects to their heart, according to how they feel it, according to how they relate to it. And no two people relate to this the sameness. Each one has different mission in life and a different past and a different future, and therefore you can't apply it the same way to each person. Yes.
It's strange because I'm saying we have everything from the Yamaha and we have all the scheme on it. I'm by no means a journey to come, but I've never heard that anyone else being said this because it's impossible to put this into writing.
So that's why
we have very, very complex halakhot and stuff, but we put it into writing.
Not true. That's why he's quoting this pasuk in Tehillim. This isn't Rav Nosson Zal saying it. Rav Nosson Zal is showing you that even Hashem says that askilcha, I'll give you sechel, v'orcha b'derzeh, and I'll show you what path to go on. How? Iatzo lechayini, with my eyes. What kind of baloney? You don't talk, Hashem, don't talk to me with your eyes, talk to me with your mouth. You're going to talk to me with your eyes, how am I going to know what to do? And the answer is, this is the emes. The emes is that unfortunately, many times, 99% can't be told. Rabbeinu Zal has a term in the Kutim Ramah where he speaks about the Ramozim Shevi in Shulchan Aruch. I want to ask you a question. Most guys who learn the whole Mishnah Berurah cover to cover, how many halachot don't they know? The person walks out and says, oh, I learned the whole Mishnah Berurah, now I know what to do. Baloney. And they see that 90% of situations, they don't know. They have to be able to read between the lines. Most situations in halacha that come up aren't exactly the way it was presented there. It's a variation. And unless you knew how to read between the lines, you didn't. Or there's that fifth Shulchan Aruch, as they call it, which is common sense of knowing how to apply what's written in the Torah. How many people do what's written in Likutei Moran and end up Hashem blowing out their family, blowing the family out of the water, or the wife, or the this, because I did what it said. You didn't do it. You didn't understand it the right way. And that's why, it's not that Rav Nosson Zal says this on every page. He gives a lot of information. He gives a lot of facts. But he also keeps reminding you that you should know that when it comes to these most critical Eitzot, this Eitzah of Hayom, he's letting you know that after everything I told you, I'm telling you that I didn't tell you everything. I'm telling you that this isn't enough. I'm telling you that this is each one according to Lufman and Shabbat is going to be able to know how, is going to know or not know how to apply this.
I didn't mean it in a negative way.
That it's his style.
That if Rabbeinu Goldberg said that the Likutei Moran is a book for introductions, it's got to be like that, because otherwise there would be this clear path. You go, you do this, you do that, and many individuals wouldn't
Exactly, exactly. That's what he's telling you here. I'm giving you the introduction, and now each one of you, according to where you're holding, will know how, will have to know how to apply this and how to deal with it.
It's also like sharing. It's like the lover is looking through the lattice work. Like you can see him, but you have to look through
the curtains, like peeking through the curtains. Exactly.